is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to the Patriots Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's Friday here at Gillette Stadium on March 28th. Not a very busy week, but we still have Eric Scalvino, Tom Casale, and Andy Hart giving you all the latest. What's been going on, Andy? Not too much, right?
Not a whole heck of a lot, but we do have some formalities in terms of signings as Wesley Britt and Pierre Woods, exclusive rights guys, inked their deals, so they're officially back. They'll be in training camp. Both guys probably battling for roster spots. Woods probably a little bit more of a sure thing at this point thanks to his special teams production. Led the team in special teams tackles last year, although that sort of got overshadowed by a recovery he didn't make in the Super Bowl. That very well could have been a game-changing play.
Mm-hmm.
And in a game that came down to the very end, a single play may have swayed it in the other direction for the Patriots. But that spilt milk, that's gone. It's in the past.
Water under the bridge.
Wesley Britt, swing tackle, backup. I actually think he'll make the team because I think he's a better backup than Ryan O'Callaghan. Play both spots. So I think he's actually pretty secure in a roster spot.
I think he's probably the biggest lineman we have,
yep,
too. Right?
Tall guy, and I think he's pretty secure based on his versatility and the fact that he is a backup. He doesn't, you know, I don't think there's any aspirations of starting there. So those two guys are officially back. Other than that, not a whole heck of a lot going on. No, Takeo Spikes is not signed with the Patriots. No, he's not here.
Clark Higgins, the name that we talked about.
Signed with the Cardinals.
He's gone.
They were the only team interested, I guess. His former coaches showed a little interest, so he's out there. Pac-Man Jones, closer and closer, looks like he's going to the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Johnson, nothing new there. Gary gets his soundbite in. Very happy I mentioned Pac-Man. But all those things still sort of floating around in Rumorville, and my guess is none of them come to anything. And the Patriots right now basically working on prospects, hosting some guys, scheduling visits with guys, working out some guys at various schools. Bill Belichick making his tour of Florida as he does every spring. But other than that, pretty quiet. So we're going to add a little wrinkle, very quick wrinkle, to the podcast today. And we're going to start looking at the actual roster and the positions involved. And we're going to go from deepest to weakest as we move towards the draft.
Inverse order of need.
Yes, inverse. Well said. And first, we're going to start with defensive line. I think we all would agree that right now, deepest position on the roster. One of those guys in the news this week, Richard Seymour. He's healthy, he says.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to lay the foundation right now in the offseason program.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a gut reaction, Tom Casale. Do we see Richard Seymour return to elite this year?
I think he'll be closer to elite than not elite. I don't know if he'll be the one of the, you know, the most people thought he was the best defensive lineman in football there for a while. I don't
when
know
he signed if, that $30 million dollar extension, people just generally said he's the best D-lineman in football.
Right. I think you'll see him closer to that than what he was last year because I think, A, he's healthy, and, B, he's kind of got a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
So I think he goes out and plays hard this year.
Right. He'll definitely use the Michael Felgers of the world and other people criticizing him, saying he's been fat and happy and all that. And we'll see. You know, with the health issue, he's had the knee injury back-to-back years. Hopefully he does stay healthy and we can see what he is when he has a full offseason to work. You know, what he needs to do first before becoming the best defensive lineman in football again is probably become the best defensive lineman on the roster.
Right.
Because I think it's pretty safe to say he was number three in that depth area last year.
Yeah, and he rotated a lot with Jarvis Green.
Yeah.
Lakeven Smith even got some run in and out on that line, subbing both, I believe, at the end and at nose. And when Mike Wright went down, that hurt a little bit too. But yeah. You know, Seymour has, I think, to himself, he has some stuff to prove as well as to outsiders.
Right now, the Patriots have seven defensive linemen on the roster. You have the guy, you know, Wilfork, Warren, and Seymour, locks. Green is a lock. Mike Wright, probably pretty close to a lock based on his special team and his versatility as a backup. Mm. Lakeven Smith, they seem to have liked. And you got to think they're going to bring in a nose tackle, I would say, in the draft, a backup type guy. So, you know, as we start here, that's a pretty good position. And it's one that gets fans asking. We get the Ask PFWs, is it so deep? And compare it to linebacker, are we going to see more four-man fronts? Do we see more 4-3 play this year? Do we?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Every time they go to a 4-3, I see a team go down the field on them like butter. It's
I think that's
what
one
they
of those,
do.
Right. That's one of those things where you're forcing them into something, and sure, they have more talent maybe on the D-line, but it's like telling a boxer to fight differently than
like,
how he fought the first 10 years.
You know, Memphis is playing Michigan State tonight, and Michigan State plays man-to-man, and Memphis has trouble with zone. So people are like, why don't they just play zone? Well, it's not what they play.
Right.
You know, they can play zone, but it's not going to be the same thing. And the Patriots, they can play 4-3 and do it okay, but they're more effective when doing what they do, which is the 3-4 defense. I think it's harder to just switch than people make it sound.
Plus, I think the other issue is, while it's a very deep position, they have three starters. The fourth guy, the fifth guy, I think they get exposed when they become – when Jarvis Green played more than he had to, I mean, early in the year last year, more than he's used to, I think teams ran right at him. I think he gets exposed. I think he's sort of a Kevin Falk type in that diminishing returns. The more he's on the field, the less plays you see. He's better in that
better in spot play.
Jab and go kind of come in, get a sack here, you know, pass rush there.
Which he's done well in the
past.
He's
very
made
well.
Big plays.
But I think the more you see him,
Mike
the more
Wright,
he gets exposed.
Mike Wright starts 16 games, he's out of the league in a year.
Right. He's a nice little player as a backup and a special teamer and a spot guy. And that's why I think you'll continue to see 3-4 be the base front. And as I said, they'll probably add some depth to the position in the draft. But it'll focus, as we said, on linebacker down the road. But clearly, very well set up moving forward. Although on the horizon, Vince Wilfork's contract could become an issue in the coming years. But that's another talk for another day on PFW in Progress. For now, the defensive line is set. Richard Seymour is in the offseason program. Working out, looking for a bounce-back year. Speaking of bouncing back, Lori, we'll go back to you.
Oh, thanks, Brian Lowe. Oops, I mean Andy Hart.
I don't know what that means.
You kept rambling on over there.
I was trying to stretch. I'm not going to lie.
Well, thanks, guys. Join us again next week for a brand-new Ross Report podcast. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.